Okay, so fuck buttons obviously have a great name going for themselves. Two words. It's simple and a bit crass, and in a way, it's sort of like the music that they create. On the surface, this Bristol, UK duo isn't doing anything entirely new, but they are taking crazy noise and melting it with a bit of primal energy and a wisp of gorgeous textures and melody to create something that sounds just new enough that their name is worth remembering for more than novelty status. For comparison's sake, Fuck Buttons aren't entirely unlike Black Dice, and their cover art isn't exactly creating a lot of separation visually. And yet, Street Horsing hits me in sort of a gut-level way that nobody else has quite touched in the same manner. Six tracks stretch out over almost 50 minutes, and although the group repeats some of the same little tricks in that time span, it's still a hell of an engaging release that hints at even greater feats to come. Sweet Love for Planet Earth kicks things off and sets your mind at ease a bit with a long intro of refracting chimes before a repeating, gnarly bass skids into the mix and layers keep piling on until the song is a body conflicted as overdriven vocals and massive bass pulses fight with the more shimmering elements that originally opened the track. Ribs Out makes no such juxtapositions, and instead gets downright tribal, with 4 minutes of pounding drums and filtered wordless vocals that come off like some sort of crazed drum circle dance. The middle section of the album finds the group moving through two massive slabs of layered drone noise that clock in at nearly 20 minutes in combined time. It's also where the duo wear out their welcome just a little bit, with both Okay, Let's Talk About Magic and Race You to the Bedroom, Spirit Rise, displaying some great sounds, but ultimately running a bit overlong. On Bright Tomorrow, the duo finally drop a straight-up 4-4 kick, and it feels like a total freaking revelation, as the incessant thump is mixed with a gorgeous palette of hazy organ and other effects, culminating in an over-the-top blowout ending that's both brutal and beautiful. Simply put, it's the best track on the album, and hopefully the direction that the group moves even further toward in the future, somehow melding heady dance music and sheer ecstatic noise in a way that will kick you in the ribs if you have a pulse at all. It's not quite straight-up noise, and it's certainly not dance music, but if you like a little bit of both, This debut from Fuck Buttons should make you a bit giddy.